Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, Jews are all over the news today. There's like Jew here, Jew here. There's Jews everywhere. There's a lot of news. Because we got some issues coming up. So, I don't know if you guys heard this headline. Apparently, 10 people were charged with violating the social distancing order, including a 99-year-old, being reported by Daily Mail, because there was an engagement party in an Orthodox Jewish community. And I guess then there was another social gathering for a bar mitzvah. I think there was supposed to be a bridal shower or a mikvah. A mikvah is where after a woman has her period, she's supposed to go into this bath because a period is supposed to be unclean. And you can't get married without having a mikvah. I didn't do one of those, you know, because I'm like, I can't get naked, you know, in front of people. So. Yeah, I mean, it's only women. You do it just in front of other women. But I'm like, you know, enough people in this town have already seen me naked. No real reason to make a bath. I'll take a bath at home. I'm good. All right. But it is. It's a beautiful thing. It's a ceremonial thing. All right. But, you know, people are asking, you know, why are the Orthodox Jews not listening? Can I just say in the defense of Orthodox Jews, okay, we Jews listened in Germany. All right, we did what we were told, and look what happened there. So, okay, you're not going to get a lot of people wanting to listen, you know, that after everything that happened to us. But there are ceremonies, bar mitzvahs is where your boy turns 13, and a girl, she turns 12, and we're kind of celebrating them becoming adults. It's very, very big in the Jewish religion. In my household, the bar mitzvah was huge because it means now I can make them go get a job. So I really couldn't wait for them to become men because I'm like, great, now I don't have to support you anymore. It didn't work that way. But the big controversy now that the Jews have to make a decision on is we got Seder coming up. So Passover, we're going to be talking about Passover. So, you know, Passover details the story, the holiday, you know, I apologize. I want to find the right word where you observes, you know, the plight of the Hebrew slavery in Egypt and when God sent Moses to pull us out of Egypt. And, you know, my ancestors, your ancestors that were slaves, you know, all the trials and tribulations for them to leave. And we have a Seder, all right, where we sit down and we eat food, with non-yeast or leavened bread. I mean, there's yeast. Yeah, we're not really supposed to have yeast in our food. We'll talk about that on another time. But you're supposed to have this ceremonial Seder to go back and talk about what our ancestors went through and what God did for us. And so it's a huge, huge holiday in Judaism. Super huge. And you're supposed to spend it with the family, which is why people don't really look forward to it. No, we do. We look forward to it. So you spend it with the family, and then for 8 days, you don't eat any bread. Which is also a problem because if stores are out of, you know, colace and laxatives and we don't have a lot of toilet paper, it's going to be a very, very rough week, rough coming up 8 days for Jews. And I believe this starts on the 8th. Well, the reason why there's controversy is because of social distancing, you can't necessarily have all the family come together. You have a stay-at-home order. So many Jews are going to be using video conferencing. I think our rabbi is going to allow a video conference of the Seder, so a lot of us are still able to engage in prayer because our rabbi or our priest, you know, is are holding these meetings by via conference. However, Israeli chief rabbis in Israel, and, you know, Israel, you know, kind of has, you know, the big guys there, you know, that kind of tell us, you know, what to do. New York does also, but, you know, we kind of listen to Israel. You know, I always listen to an Israeli. Can't, like, yeah, I don't, I'd be, you know, I'm too timid to not. My father was Israeli. He was like, yes, sir. You know, if you're telling me that the sky is pink, I will believe you, sir. But anyway, their chief rabbi said, no, you cannot use electronics. You're not supposed to be using electronics. Now, I've read the Bible front and back. There was nothing on electronics, but I get that. You're not supposed to utilize, you're not supposed to do work. So you're not supposed to use your animal or your, you know, horse, you know, to travel. You're supposed to let the animals rest. You're not supposed to rely on something else to do work. So then, are you violating the laws if you're using internet? And we can't really go to the Bible because the Bible never talks about internet at the time. So there's some back and forth going on there. So the Jews have to decide, are they going to do it, you know, less conservative and more liberal in terms of allowing, not liberal in terms of politics, but in terms of the rules, or do we follow the book and say, Mom, Dad, we're not going to talk to you, and we're going to eat our matzah and go through the pain of it, you know, scraping down our intestine by ourselves. So, Jews have a decision to make. Now, also, a decision that needs to be made is whether we all have to start wearing masks. So the government is kind of going back and forth and talking about, I think Dr. Fauci, our leading expert on this, he's 79 years old, he's doing a pretty damn good job, you know, said the government is going to be discussing this. And I get asked, why in God's name are people not, you know, being told to wear masks? Well, because how I look at it is, the second you tell everybody that they need to wear a mask or find something to cover their mouths, etc., if you thought the doctors and nurses and our first responders are having trouble getting masks, wait till that happens. And if it gives a false sense of security where the mask is a halfway mask and it isn't even doing the job, it's already contaminated, it could do more harm than good. So the government has to be very, very careful with the recommendation of everybody covering their mouth. Now, some politicians said they'll put a bandana over their face, put a scarf. Personally, I don't mind people having a barrier, but we need to leave medical supplies for those in need. I mean, we don't have enough masks, we don't have enough respirators, beds, etc., for our first responders. So if the government does make a recommendation, then they have to make a recommendation for a non-N95 mask, which is right now the only major approved mask that we can use to fight coronavirus. And if the government says you guys could take a bra or a bikini top or a bandana and stick it over your mouth, and that doesn't work, they could be sued. So that's why there's kind of this reluctance and this hesitation. But my guess is they're going to say, guys, just cover your mouths and whatever. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there has been a... There has been some debate on whether hospitals are triaging and deciding who gets a ventilator or not. Now, we can't confirm those. It's scaring a lot of people. But apparently there was a report that, and I think it's been taken off the internet, that in the hospital, doctors have to decide with the very little ventilators or breathing, you know, machines, that they have to decide if you look like you were on your way out to not use that ventilator, but use it for somebody that can be saved. We do not have, I believe, evidence of that. I know people are really concerned about the behind the scenes, and I've been asked about the behind the scenes and what exactly is happening. And so let me see if I could find. So here's a report coming out of NYU Langone. All right. It's one of the nation's top academic medical centers. And we're being told that emergency room doctors have the sole discretion to place patients on ventilators and institutional backing to withhold futile intubations, meaning they will be backed and supported if they withheld an intubation if somebody was not going to survive. Very similar to battlefield medicine and deciding, who they can help and who they can't. If you're spending time on somebody who's bleeding out and you have somebody else you could save before they get to that point, who do you choose? And it's not the easiest decision. It is never easy to pick and, pick who lives and who dies. And anybody that goes through that, they don't recover. It's not an easy thing, which is why a lot of doctors don't sleep well at night. So apparently there was a March 28th email, this is where it came from Robert Famia, who heads the New York Health Center's Department of Emergency Medicine, underscored the life and death decisions placed on the shoulders of bedside physicians as they treat increasing numbers of coronavirus patients with a limited supply of ventilators. New York State guidelines established in 2015 recommend that hospitals appoint a triage officer or committee, somebody other than the attending physician, to decide who gets a ventilator when rationing is necessary. The guidelines say that removing the decision from the physician treating the patient avoids a conflict of interest, allows an officer or committee with access to overall ventilator availability to make the call, and prevents healthcare worker burnout and stress. If a healthcare worker has to make that decision, it's not easy. So, Famia said in his email, which was reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, that experts and leaders at NYU Langone were creating internal guidance on how to allocate ventilators. Now, that, I understand, is a possible protocol, because you can't just give ventilators to everybody if they are at that point where they're beyond demand. The emergency medicine, they say, we do not have the luxury of time, data, or committees to help with our critical triage decisions. Senior hospital leadership recognizes this and supports us to use our best clinical judgment. So airway management, whether we need a ventilator or respiratory support devices, are at the sole discretion of treating physicians. But doctors are told to think more critically about who we intubate. For these patients who you feel intubation will not change their ultimate clinical outcome, like those who had a cardiac arrest, some chronic disease patients at end of life, you will have support in your decision-making at the department and institutional level to withhold futile intubations. Now, intubations is where you put a tube down a person's windpipe and attach it to tubing to a machine that blows air. Now, what is critical about this story, okay, is for patients who doctors feel intubation will not change the ultimate clinical outcome, someone with cardiac arrest, or like a heart attack, or somebody with chronic disease patients at end of life, they might not get a ventilator. Now, let's look at the deaths and the death toll. So, let me refresh. Death toll worldwide, 50,970. In the United States, death toll is 5,700. Now, I've kept asking this, which is something that we haven't been able to easily get, is this death toll in America, 5,700, people who were just walking around, got the virus, and died? Or are these people who were already very, very severely ill, and this put them over the edge? Now, it does get counted as a coronavirus death. All deaths are tragic. But we really need to get a better grasp of who is dying, because the hysteria that still exists among people, they are scared to death. Even the young ones are absolutely freaked out about being around others. And this hysteria is going to pervade even after the lockdown. If people think that at any time they could get a virus that could kill them, they're not going to trust the government to say the virus is gone, especially since we really couldn't trust the Chinese government, telling us when the virus came. So, I really need to know, and I think the world really needs to know, did a lot of people die because they had a heart attack, because they have cancer, because they went into another COPD exacerbation, but it was the coronavirus that kind of was the main, was the player, the instigator this time around? People get heart attacks. Sometimes the flu puts them into the heart attack. Sometimes stress puts them into the heart attack. Sometimes sleep apnea episode could put them into a heart attack. Same thing with the COPD exacerbation. A lot of you with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, allergy season could put you into that. Smoking could put you into that. A pneumonia or a virus could put you into that. Somebody with COPD getting a cold can be very serious. So we need to know if this quote-unquote killer virus, and I know we're hearing stories of it doing just that, has it 5,700 times in our beautiful country taken somebody who was just minding their own business and forcing them to be on a deathbed fighting for their lives and not making it? Or do we have a bunch of people that have heart attacks every day, have strokes every day, have COPD exacerbations every day, and they just so happen to be positive for coronavirus? I know I kind of sound like a broken record, but this is so crucial to know while we're on lockdown and we have 10 million people out of work. Right now, the country is thinking, and maybe it needs to be, so we could slow down the spread, that you could be walking along in a park, minding your own business, somebody sneezes 21 feet away, and he could kill you. This is what people are thinking, and maybe that's the case. Maybe 3% of the deaths are that, and, you know, I would like to know the severity. But if we're talking about people having heart attacks left and right like they do, people having COPD exacerbations, people getting pneumonia, and they just also happen to have coronavirus, and these doctors are like, look, we just can't, you know, run a whole nother code on you this time around. We need to know that. If you do have heart disease and you don't think they're going to run a code and put you on a ventilator, you might want to move to an area where they might still do that. You know, maybe the reason why in New York, and again, this is just all conjecture because, we're really, really confused by these reports that we're getting. But 2,300 people died in New York. In terms of New York City, I don't know if it's like, I think 1,600, I forget the numbers in New York City. But is it because rather than full court press being done, the doctors are so overwhelmed, they have to move on to the next patient? So, meanwhile, I can't tell you how many people said, oh, yeah, you know, I coded, they brought me back from the dead, and, you know, I'm fine. If they're not going to bring you back from the dead, then you're going to be a death count. We'd like a little better breakdown. The thing is if that really, got out there, that many of these deaths were because the doctors had to pick and choose and say, you know what, I can't, you know, you got stage 4 cancer, you have, I can't, you know, do we try to give you another few weeks of life or do we let you pass? If word got out that that's what's happening, people would absolutely freak out. So, you know, we need to get a better grip of who these 5,700 people, are who died. Or, in critical condition in the United States, we have right now in critical condition 5,400. Okay? Who are they? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic National Committee is postponing the party's presidential convention in Milwaukee to August 17th, the week before the Republican Party's convention. The delay from July 13th came after likely nominee Joe Biden publicly called on the convention to be rescheduled in response to the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of Americans are filing for first-time unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says more than 6.6 million Americans sought those benefits as the economic effects from the coronavirus worsen. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says that number may not even be accurate.
The true number is actually much higher. We know, for example, that there's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this has really piqued my curiosity. So remember about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, a European watchdog agency found that certain blood pressure medications, generic ones, made in a factory in China had impurities, and these impurities could be carcinogenic. Well, when we looked at that about a year and a half ago, and medicines like generic ARBs like Diovan and Cozar, like your Losartan and Irbesartan and Valsartan, were slowly getting recalled, certain lots of it, we talked about how, wait a second, okay, if that manufacturing plant, you know, caused an impurity to be in one medicine, I wouldn't be surprised if it would be in other medicines. Well, then, in September last year, the FDA looked at ranitidine. Ranitidine is an H2 blocker used for stomach upset, acid reflux, and ulcers. It's sold generically under the name of Zantac. So the FDA looked at Zantac, and they found the impurity as well. The specific impurity was called N-nitrosodimethylamine, or NDMA. Again, one of the chemicals that have been found in the blood pressure medications the year before. Well, all of a sudden now, the FDA has said that all Zantac and all ranitidine needs to be taken off the shelves. And if you guys have it at home, to stop taking it immediately. I mean, we're not talking, oh, there's some lots, there's... They have made the decision that any pill of Zantac or ranitidine that you have in your cupboard, that you have in your medicine cabinet, that is on the shelves, needs to be gone. Now, there are drug disposal guidelines. We've talked about how you do not throw them down the toilet. You need to, you know, put them in maybe some kitty litter, you know, bag it up, make sure animals don't get into it. We'll kind of review those as well. But I find this very concerning that we see every single box and pill of this brand and generic needing to be removed immediately. Now, Pepcid is okay. Tagamet's okay. Nexium is fine. Prevacid, Prilosec, the other medications, they are not believed to have the same risk of NDMA. We don't think anybody's gotten sick. But the levels of NDMA that have been known to cause liver and lung cancer in animals, and they have tested and believe they have evidence that it could, in human organs, cause tongue, esophageal cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. That was back in 2006. Could cause liver function impairment, cirrhosis, or hardening or scarring of the liver. We don't think anybody's gotten sick. But for some reason, Zantac, and not Pepcid and the other ones, need to completely be thrown out. The FDA writes, the agency has determined that the impurity in some ranitidine products increases over time, and when stored at higher than room temperatures, higher than normal, I should say, but I copied this from their site, and may result in consumer exposure to unacceptable levels of this impurity. As a result of this immediate market withdrawal request, ranitidine products will not be available for new or existing prescriptions or over-the-counter use in the U.S. So, there may be this impurity, and if you have your medication in the car, or you leave your purse in the car, and in the summer it heats up, if you have a, now my medicine cabinet, you know the mirror that you open up and you have things in there, it abuts the wall, and during the summer, I needed some eye drops, and I pulled out the eye drops, and they were warm. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Because I never usually need medication. I never usually store it there. But I put the eye drops there because they're so tiny. They were warm. So you got to make sure if your bathroom, right, if that medicine cabinet is up against a wall that goes outside, your medicines are going to get heated up, especially if you live in Vegas like I do. So the FDA says that this NDMA is a probable human carcinogen. Possible means less than 50% chance. Probable means over 50% chance. In the summer of 2019, they said the FDA became aware of independent laboratory testing that found NDMA in ranitidine. Low levels of NDMA are commonly ingested in the diet. They said NDMA is in food and water. The low levels are not to be expected to lead to an increased risk of cancer. However, sustained higher levels of exposure may increase the risk of cancer in humans. The FDA conducted through laboratory tests and found NDMA in ranitidine at low levels. But at the time, the agency did not have enough scientific evidence to recommend whether individuals should continue or stop taking them. They continued its investigation, warned the public September 2019 of the potential risks, and to consider alternative OTC prescription treatments. Then new FDA testing, they write, an evaluation prompted by information from third-party laboratories confirmed that NDMA levels increase in ranitidine, even under normal storage conditions. and NDMA has been found to increase significantly in samples stored at higher temperatures, including temperatures the product may be exposed to during distribution and handling to consumers. They say the testing also showed that the older a ranitidine product, or the longer the length of time since it was manufactured, the greater the level of NDMA. These conditions may raise the level of NDMA in the ranitidine product over the acceptable daily intake limit. Now, I know a lot of you guys are listening to this going, whoa, I have medications from 2005. Yeah, a lot of us have old medications. There was that study that the military did saying the average medication has potency for over 30 years. The problem is it didn't study whether you have NDMA or, you know, cancer-causing agents. With today's announcement, the FDA writes, the FDA is sending letters to all manufacturers of ranitidine requesting they withdraw their products from the market. The FDA is also advising consumers taking OTC ranitidine to stop taking any tablets or liquid they currently have, dispose of them properly, and not buy more. For those who wish to continue treating their condition, they should consider using other approved over-the-counter products. Patients taking prescription ranitidine should speak with their healthcare professional about other treatment options before stopping the medicine, as there are multiple drugs approved for the same or similar uses of ranitidine, but they do not carry the same risks of NDMA. To date, the FDA's testing has not been found in Pepcid, Tagamet, Nexium, Prevacid, Prilosec. Okay? So, I see this as, they finally studied, or I think there's something else going on. The majority of our medication components, especially our genetics, or our generics, active ingredients, come from China. And I'm starting to pick up on this distrust that, you know, the FDA might have from, you know, certain medications coming from China. Now, I know this is only ranitidine, but if they can't trust what is being made in China, they might, you know, or they can't trust this, or they think, you know, we might have a bigger problem. That's what I think. I think we probably have a lot of issues with other generic medications, and what's going on with ranitidine is the tip of the iceberg. Well, that's our fault. We wanted cheaper medications. We started to export a lot of our businesses and a lot of our medication needs to other countries to make it cheaper so we could kind of follow Obamacare guidelines and, you know, allow us to have, you know, less expensive medications and to try to do things like other countries. But this is exactly why it's a problem. We cannot rely on other countries doing things cheaply to give us the same standards that we have in America. If you don't want NDMA-containing medication, we might just have to, again, process them here in America. It's going to be more expensive, though, because we have to pay our workers more. We have more guidelines. We have more, bureaucracy, more red tape. So, while people say, well, gosh, you know, why can't we have medications as cheap as they do in, you know, Britain and all that? Okay, well, you know, where is Europe? Where are they getting their medications? And if one manufacturing plant is screwing up the blood pressure medicine and the stomach acid medication, what else are they screwing up? 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So cats may be more susceptible to coronavirus than we think. Ferrets, too. Dogs, not as easy to catch the disease. But cats, they say, yep. Remember there was a cat in Belgium that we believe got coronavirus? And I thought there was another case. And we don't believe a cat will turn around and spread it to a human again, but can they spread it to each other? So apparently this was studied, And they say that the research team in China found that chickens, ducks, and pigs are not susceptible to the virus, but cats could possibly, and ferrets, be infected. The findings come after 4 isolated cases of pets being infected with coronavirus, including 2 dogs in Hong Kong and a cat in Belgium. Second cat was also revealed this morning to have tested positive for the virus after his owner fell ill. But unlike the Belgian cat, is not exhibiting any symptoms. In all 4 cases, the pets are believed to have caught the virus from their owner. Because we like to do kissy, kissy, kissy with our cat, with our pets. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention have noted that there is no evidence to suggest that household pets are capable of spreading the disease. So, again, there's a fine line between the animal getting it and the animal transmitting it. We do not think your pet will give you coronavirus. But can they get sick with it? Yes. And then can the potential later be that they could pass it to somebody else? That potential could later be there. But right now, we don't think it is passing to somebody else. So the study was undertaken by Xinzhong Shi of the State Qi Laboratory of Veterinary Biotechnology in Harbin, China. They said cats and dogs are in close contact with humans, and therefore it is important to understand their susceptibility to SARS-CoV-2 for COVID-19 control. To investigate, they infected 5 domestic cats, each around 8 months old, with the coronaviruses, and infected them through their nose. Oh my God, look at the cat. Oh, my little baby kitty cat. Hey. After 6 days, 2 of the cats were euthanized. No, not a little baby. Oh no, not baby kitty cat. 2 of the cats, they're a kitten. If they're 8 months old, they're kittens. 2 of the cats were euthanized and examined, with the team finding that both viral RNA and infectious viral particles in both cats' nasal passages, tonsils, soft palates, and windpipes. Couldn't they have just tested them? After 6 days, 2 of the cats... Oh, yeah, I already said that. Each of the 3 remaining cats were then placed in cages next to 1 of 3 uninfected cats. After 3 days, the researchers detected viral RNA in the feces of 1 of the new, originally uninfected cats. So what are the bystanders? And when this cat was later euthanized and examined, the team also found viral RNA in his nose, tonsils, soft palate, and windpipe. So the nose, the tonsils, the soft palate, like on the kind of the roof of the mouth, and then the windpipe, or the roof of the throat. And so the researchers wrote that that indicates the respiratory droplet transmission had occurred in this pair of cats, meaning cats could give coronavirus to other cats. The researchers also found that 4 of the cats that ultimately were infected by the coronavirus were found to produce antibodies against the virus. None of the exhibited any symptoms, though, which means your cat could very silently have the virus. Experts say they should not panic pet owners. Virologist Linda Safe of the Ohio State University in Columbus told Nature that it should be noted that the results come from tests in which animals were deliberately infected with high doses of the virus. That's not usually real-life conditions. I mean, they literally stuck it in the nose. She added that there was no evidence to suggest the infected cats in the study secreted enough virus to turn around and infect a human, but that does need to be studied. They said the focus and the control of COVID-19, therefore, undoubtedly needs to remain firmly on reducing the risk of human-to-human transmission. They also need to study then how long will it live in the cat. Nevertheless, the CDC have advised that those infected with the coronavirus limit the contact with their pets until they have fully recovered. Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you guys have been doing a shutdown and a stay-home order, but there is nothing to do but hang out with the cats. I've dressed the cats. I've done their nails. I've taken bubble baths with the cats. I have sung them songs. We've salsaed. We've done the tango. All we do is stuff all day long with the cats. They actually brought in a rabbit last night. We've had a rabbit. By the way, I don't know if you guys have ever had a rabbit, but when you hear a weird sound, it's like, ah, it has like a weird vibratory yell. There's probably a rabbit in your house. So, it's really hard for me to stay away from the cats. Dogs are found to be less susceptible to the coronavirus, with only 2 of 5 deliberately infected animals exhibiting viral RNA in their feces, and none containing infectious virus particles. So they could still hold on to it, but we don't think they're going to transmit it. Now, ferrets were found to be highly susceptible to infection. Chickens, ducks, pigs, no. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And I know you're freaked out, but please do not euthanize your cat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Amazon. Amazon has a very precarious issue. All right? Workers have been, you know, threatening to strike. There have been walkouts. There have been protests. And the world is relying on Amazon for our shutdown. We are relying on these heroes who are working at Amazon, Whole Foods, etc. So the workers can't be put at risk just for us to be able to stay home and watch Netflix. So Amazon, we're finding out, is going to now roll out temperature checks and masks for workers at all of its U.S. warehouses and Whole Foods stores by next week. So Walmart also announced similar plans. Amazon said it would use no-contact forehead thermometers at site entrances and send anyone registering more than 100.4 Fahrenheit home. Now, the only issue I have with that is some of us run low, 96, 97 degrees. If I ever clock in at 99 degrees, for me, that means I am burning up. Yeah, you have a lot of people where they feel absolutely fine and they're 99. So I it is a barrier. It's something they can do. Do I think it's going to be highly effective? No. All locations are supposed to have surgical masks available by early next week. The company has reported virus cases among warehouse staff, have faced several demonstrations, and said it would start testing hundreds of thousands of employees a day for fever. Workers at all its U.S. and European warehouses plus Whole Foods stores will have the equipment by early next week. Walmart will also take their temperature and provide them with masks. Amazon said it would use no-contact forehead thermometers. If you have a temperature over 100.4, you're going home. That's kind of our definition of a fever, where your body temperature over 100.4. I think it should be more, you know, if you have more than a 2-degree spike, you know, in your temperature. All locations will hopefully get surgical masks. Not sure where they're getting them from, but luckily they could get them. Particle-blocking N95 masks it has ordered will instead be donated to medical workers or sold at cost to government and healthcare organizations. The company will also use machine learning software to monitor building cameras to determine whether employees are staying at safe distances during their shifts or whether they are huddled and too close together. The plans show how the online retailer is going to mitigate health risks facing its staff. Several unions and elected officials have criticized Amazon's response to coronavirus. Some officials have called on the company to shut down their facilities. I mean, they have about 700 facilities in the U.S. and European distribution network. They have about 508 Whole Foods stores. They already have a shortage of labor. And with customer demands, because people are home, they, have needed to hire 100,000 people. In fact, you know, they are probably one of the biggest employers now, considering, you know, the government, considering all this, what's going on. So what I don't think anybody is ready for is if these grocery stores and these gas stations and these banks and these warehouses say, to hell with this, we need to protect our employees, everybody stays home. Be a problem. God bless everybody working out there, but yeah, you got to be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.